listener production.
The losing streak remains intact as the risk of escalating war in the Middle East looms.
And there's plenty to watch this week that could move markets. Find out what's ahead.
Good afternoon, I'm Steve.
I'm Laura.
It's Monday the 15th of April. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Well, Laura, another decline for the Aussie share market. Three straight days now, trading days at least, that our market has gone backwards. We're down by about 0.4% ahead of the close.
Last week, we did lift just a bit. We were up by 0.2%, so a fifth of 1%. But if we have a look at what's happened so far in April, in month-to-date terms, we are down around 1.8%, which means we are on track to have our first decline after five straight months of gains. Of course, right at the beginning of this month, on the first trading day of April, we hit a record high, but it's been a little bit rocky since then.
It has been. We're still only about 2% below record highs at the moment. And yes, I think that's a very useful point that you raise there, that we've had such a positive run that it doesn't take much for markets to feel a little rattled and nervous. And now we've got, of course, over the past few days, markets nervous about military conflict between Israel and Iran and US intervention that resulted in some safe haven buying. The US market was down about 1.5% on Friday as well, which obviously never helps. But the start of the US profit reporting season, which is just going to go from strength to strength, that certainly underwhelmed on Friday, with quite a few of the American banks underwhelming. And then concerns around higher rates for longer, that's still around. And inflation last week out of the US was hotter than expected. So that date for the start of rate cuts just keeps getting pushed back.
You wrap that up very nicely, and that's exactly the reason why we have seen markets globally falling. But in positive news, in year-to-date terms, we are still up by over 2%. So it's still not looking too bad, and anything can happen from here.
That's very true. Across the market today, though, there are 9 of 11 sectors that are currently in negative territory. The only two winners at the moment are energy and mining stocks, which are up modestly, but compared to the rest of the market, they're certainly doing some of the heavy lifting and minimizing the declines.
Yeah, and that's really on the back of higher commodity prices. So those tensions in the Middle East have actually driven oil prices higher, which is why energy stocks are benefiting. And we also saw iron ore pushing higher. The other thing that we saw pushing higher was the price of gold. It actually hit another record in Friday's session, up above $2,400 per ounce for the first time ever. But interestingly, that hasn't translated into what we've seen in the gold subsector here on the Aussie market. So the subsector's down around 1.7% today. That's because most gold stocks are actually retreating. We're seeing Gold Road Resources as the absolute worst performer out of the top 200 stocks. It's down around 7%, and most of the other gold miners are actually on the worst performers list as well.
Some of the gold miners, like Newmont, for example, went on a 7-week winning streak, and a lot of the other majors, you know, have improved for 6 of the past 7. So they've certainly rallied aggressively, and now they're taking a little bit of a break.
And another thing you mentioned was those disappointing results out of the US banks in Friday's session. That's actually led into our session. So we've seen the financial sector down 0.7%. It's actually one of the bigger drags, even though the tech sector is down more in percentage terms, because obviously the tech sector is much smaller. And yeah, most major banks are lower today.
Looking at the miners quickly as well as a group, something that might be helping: the new sanctions against Russia, which are playing a part. This is from both the US and also the UK. So basically banning deliveries of any Russian supplies. So prices of metals like aluminium and nickel have been surging higher, you know, Russia being a major producer of those. Stocks like Rio Tinto up almost 4% today, South 32 also up by around 5%. Outside of this sector though, NextDC in the tech space is down by roughly 4.5% at the moment. Came out of a trading halt. Trading was paused last Thursday and Friday, and it basically raised around $1 billion from shareholders. It's going to continue with this raising in coming days, but plans to use that money to expand its data centers. It's had so much demand coming in recent times. So it's updating them in Sydney and Melbourne and still outperforming the broader market in 2024, despite today's declines.
Elsewhere, we've seen struggling casino operator Star Entertainment back in the headlines again today. They've fallen quite heavily again for the third straight session in the row. So late last week, they released quite an unimpressive trading update, posting lower revenue and a struggling high rollers casino segment. So that's the premium gaming rooms. Then today marked the start of their court hearing into their Sydney casino operations, basically determining whether or not they'll be able to hold onto their casino license. So investors are likely bracing for the outcome there. Interestingly, we've seen Star's share price down around 4% today. And if we look back, their share price was around $4 a share at the start of 2020. It's now hovering just around 50 cents.
So we're behind now that part of the year where we get lots of dividend payments, but there still are some around. So today, New Hope is ex-dividend, and we've got Car Group and Cochlear both paying dividends to shareholders who are eligible.
Let's look ahead because there's so much going on for the rest of this week. So tonight we'll have reporting season ramping up in the US. We'll hear from Goldman and Sachs. Later this week, we'll have Netflix on Thursday night, which is the other noteworthy one. Also tonight, we have US retail sales for the month of March. That'll certainly receive quite a bit of attention, especially since we've seen all the data coming out of the US recently remaining quite strong. So another strong read there could certainly rattle markets. We also get an update on manufacturing tomorrow, the China data dump. So that's the monthly release of economic data out of China. We'll be looking closely at that quarterly read on economic growth. Of course, they have, what is it, a 5% growth rate targeted to at the end of this year. So we'll have to see how they're progressing on that. Also locally tomorrow, the weekly update on consumer sentiment, as well as overseas arrivals and departures. And we'll start seeing quarterly production updates coming through over the course of this week. So tomorrow we have Rio. That's going to be an important one, could certainly move markets. We also have Cooper Energy and Hub 24. There's even more coming out throughout the rest of this week too.
Some others this week as well, out with some quarterly numbers, will be Evolution Mining. We've also got Santos, Transurban, BHP. We've got some profit results from the Bank of Queensland, out with some half-year numbers. And Thursday, of course, the biggest day here in Australia for us on the economic front, will be an update on employment, which also shows us what the unemployment rate is sitting at as well. The market's expecting quite a soft result. So our consensus is sitting at pretty much no change at all in as far as jobs growth is concerned. So that's going to be a very important one for the interest rates conversation. And of course, also keep your eye closely on developments in the Middle East, because that could certainly move markets. It could have quite a significant impact on oil prices as well.
And finally, you talked about dividends. There's a few other companies trading ex-dividend this week. Boral is one on Wednesday to keep your eye on. There's also The Reject Shop on Thursday. Companies paying dividends this week. Wednesday will be Flight Centre and Sigma Healthcare. Thursday, Rio, Nine Entertainment and Lovisa.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Laura, and speak to you tomorrow.
Can't wait.
This podcast is prepared, approved and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting and, if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.